Happy Apostles' Feast. On Tuesday you have the Apostles' Feast, God willing. And therefore the church put the readings of the first Sunday in Abib about the apostles. Today the gospel is about the 12 apostles missionary on mission. How did the Lord send them? And we want to speak tonight about the treasures of the disciples and the apostles that the Lord gave them to help them on their mission to preach the gospel all over the world. He starts saying, then he called his 12 disciples. By the way, tonight is about the 12 disciples. Tomorrow will be about the 70 apostles. That's why tonight the gospel is from St. Luke's gospel, chapter 9, and tomorrow St. Luke, chapter 10. When he spoke to the 12 apostles, he gave them nothing to carry with them. Nothing. He said, take nothing of the journey. Take nothing for the journey. Something strange. How come that you send disciples, ask them to preach the gospel or to speak about you without arming them and providing them with something in the way? He said it clearly. Take nothing for the journey. If any one of us is preparing for the journey, any journey, whatever, short or long term, you know how we prepare ourselves. But for these people, he said to them, take nothing for the journey. Specifying. Neither staffs. Nor bag. Nor bread. Nor money. Staff to defend themselves. Bag to use in the way. Bread to eat. And money to buy whatever they want. Logic. But he said nothing of that. Nothing. Moreover that, do not have two tunics apiece. When he sent the 70 apostles, as we'll see tomorrow, he said to them, even no sandals, just your shoe. Tawan, in the past, there were no shoes that we use now. They were something very basic. Very basic, like the sandal. اللي بنسميه سندل بسوبة يعني just a piece and then rods to tie on their feet. He said nothing, just one. Oh my Lord, how come that you sent simple people who are already poor? Increasing on that, more poverty, more no needs for that. But look at what he did. He called these 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. These are the two main treasures that the Lord gave to his 12 disciples: power and authority on the demons. This is a very important lesson. Very important. If you are serving the Lord, or even if you are believing in him, and you want to rely on his power, do not search for the materials of this world. This is a very important lesson. Yes, it was given to the 12 disciples, but also, truly I say to you, it's for every one of us. Not essential to be a servant, but also for everyone. Of course, we cannot apply that for ourselves, literally, having nothing of these. We have bread, we have tunic, we have bags, and we have money. But we do not rely on the stuff that we have. And we are not satisfied of the bags that we have. And we are not very comfortable because of the bread of what we have. And also we are not in very safety because of the money that we have. We can have all of this, but actually all of this must be under our feet or at our feet, not in our hearts. And this is the main reason between those who believe in God and live in God and those who live in the world for the world. All their lives are on these things only: bags, money, bread, tunics, staffs to defend themselves. But for the Lord, for the Lord's people, they have another weapons. They have another arms. They have another staff they rely on and live on, which helps them much more than those who live in the world depending on these first things. Power and authority on the demons. If you have power and authority on the demons, this means that you will live under the care of our Lord Jesus Christ all time, because this power and authority makes you step on the devil, step on the bad stuff in the world, step on the bad imaginations, step on the love of silver, possessions, money of this world. Step to be hunger and thirst to the world. Step on these all. Literally, the disciples had the authority to cast out demons. But it's not for every one of us to have this authority to cast out the demons. But more important, not to cast out the demons from the other peoples, but to have authority in them in your life, in your heart, to be stronger than them, to be able not to let them deceive you or have tricks against you. This is the lesson that we need to know today. And we need to live in, not only today, but every day. This is the weapon of the believer. These are the needs of the journey for every believer in this world during our stay on earth. He gave them power and authority. Number two, cure the diseases. Cure the diseases means that I've had the authority to cure my diseases, literally. Literally. But spiritually for me, I don't need to cure the diseases of the people who are sick to put my hand on them and they will be healed. No. But for me, if I have any spiritual sickness, through repentance, by the power and authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, I can be healed. I can be cured again. What does it mean? It means that I have the authority on the devil, but in case I fall in some weaknesses in this world, yet I have hope. Yet I have exit. I have way to cure. The power of the authority of my Lord Jesus Christ helps me to repent, to come back to his bosom, to admit my weaknesses and my sinful life, asking for cure from my spiritual diseases. That's why tonight it wasn't only a message given to the 12 disciples, but also to every one of us. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Yes, this was for the disciples and for me. What about me? Yes, he sent me to preach the kingdom of heavens. Every one of us is asked to preach the gospel, to preach the kingdom of God. Not only to stand at the corners of the streets and preach the people coming and going, or having a certain service in the church as a deacon or a priest or a bishop or patriarch. No, I can preach the gospel when I am myself, become a sermon to the others. When I am myself, become a good example to the others. Or when the others see Jesus Christ in me, they will love Jesus Christ through me. But not because of the power that I have on my own, but the power and the authority which I have been given from my Lord Jesus Christ. I myself is a weak. But I myself am a weak. But actually, the power and the authority which I have been given from my childhood and renew it day by day during my life on earth, this authority helps me to carry the image of God. Is the Lord, to give the image of the Lord to the people, to know who is Christ when they see me. That's why Jesus Christ himself, when he was speaking to his disciples in Matthew 5, let the people see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, this is the meaning of this verse. When the people see me, they glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. They glorify my Father in heavens. They don't glorify me, but they glorify the Father in heaven who gave me his image and his likeness, and moreover, his spirit to dwell in my heart. heart. And then, I am speaking about the treasures of these people. By the way, I was one of the church members yesterday was with me in the car, and they said to me, after your speech in the liturgy about the disciples and five virgins, the wise and the unwise virgins, I was thinking, because I used to go for fishing one or two or three times a year in America. And I was thinking about St. Peter and St. Paul. St. Peter specifically, he was a fisherman. And when I was fishing, once I forgot my gloves. And many fish bit me and hurt me. And I was bleeding. And I said, how come that these people who were fishermen become a fisher for men, fishers for men? The Lord changed their lives very much. And the Lord gave them power and authority they did not have before. Imagine a simple fisherman like Peter or Andrew or James or John, their cousins, be changed from fishing the fish to hunting the people to the Lord, to believe in Him. This is the great authority. This is the great power. That's why when the Lord asked them to go, He asked them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And then he said, because I asked you not to carry anything with you, whatever house you enter, stay there, and from there depart. Whoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet as a testimony against them. So they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everyone. The other authority that the Lord gave them is, whoever accepts you will accept me. Whoever rejects you, reject me. Whoever does not believe in you, leave even the very dust with you, witness against them. This means that every one of us, when we hear the word of God, when we read in the Bible, when we attend the sermon, when we come to the church in a meeting, we are asked to live whatever we hear, not just to be enjoying the sermon or be very happy to read the Bible, but we need to live the Bible. We need to carry out the Bible. We are asked to live every word we hear about Jesus Christ. Otherwise, we'll be considered rejecting Him, just believing by mouth, but not believing in our hearts. I tell you something very important. When we pray, the Lord does not listen to my mouth. The Lord looks at my inner heart. The words that I say by mouth, if they are exactly what is in my inner heart, then the Lord will be very happy of me. That's why in the Old Testament, He said about describing the children of Israel one day, saying, these people honor me by their mouths. However, their hearts are very far from me. The words that I say by mouth is for me to feel the presence of God and to promise Him and to praise His name from my heart. Please, when you speak to the Lord, make sure, as I said, that He doesn't wait for you to say to know what you want to say. And He does not listen to your mouth only, but He looks at your inner heart, as I said. That's why we say it philokalia. Philokalia means the prayer of the heart. Philokalia means the prayer of the heart. The prayer of the heart could be without any word. Do you remember when Hannah, the mother of Samuel, the prophet in the Old Testament, were standing at 9 o'clock in the morning praying in the presence of the high priest Eli? She was praying without any word to be listened. Yes? She was just moving her lips. And the high priest said to her, "How come that you come to the church, to the temple, drunk in the morning?" She said, "I'm not drunk. Your servant is not drunk. I'm bitter-hearted." And then Eli said, "Let the Lord hear and listen to your prayer." Although he did not hear any word. Amazing is the following. The prayer that Hannah, the mother of Samuel, was mentioned later in the scriptures by the Holy Spirit and inspired to Samuel. He himself wrote the prayer of his mother, which no one heard. What does it mean? The Lord heard it. The Lord looked at it in her heart, and He knew what she wanted to say. And he recorded that and inspired that to Samuel, her son, later when he wrote the first Samuel book and the second Samuel book. So, in the remembrance of the disciples and the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, from today until tomorrow, no, Monday evening and Tuesday morning. So we have to follow their steps. We have to receive them in our houses. And this is the very important, the following. The Lord said to them, whoever will not receive you, where are the apostles now? To receive them. Where they are now? With me. How can I receive the disciples and the apostles now? How? In my house. How can I receive them? Huh?
Teaching.
Teaching. Where? The Bible. The Bible. When I open the Bible, I receive the disciples and the apostles. Right? Because in the past they used to come and preach directly. Now they come to my house and preach and teach. Like what you said, doctor, and you. So the teaching and the preaching and the sermons, the disciples and the apostles are in the Bible. When I open the Bible and receive them and believe in them and live in their sayings inspired by the Holy Spirit, then I receive them. I accept them. Until now, I can receive the disciples and the apostles in my house every time. Right? If I am still closing the Bible without reading the Bible, memorizing it, practicing it, living it, then I am considered rejecting the disciples and the apostles easily, because they don't listen to their words. So the same, it's not just an order 20 centuries ago. No, it is still up till now. Every time you open the Bible, please do believe that St. Mark, when you read the Gospel of St. Mark, is with you. There is an amazing story about St. John Chrysostom. He was he was the bishop, and he asked his assistant, deacon, about anyone who wants to come to him to give him notice that he is. He was in his office reading the Bible and writing commentaries and explanation and meditations from the epistles of St. Paul. And then he spent about 3, 4, 5 hours alone, and the deacon did not interrupt him at all. And then at the end, he asked him, "Didn't anyone ask for me? I had an appointment for someone to come." He said, "Yes." "There are some people who came, but every time I open the door, I find you not alone. There was a man, a great man, sitting beside you." And said, "I was alone." He said, "No, every time I would see him, was the same man." He said, "Who is that?" He said, "It's like a saint." He said, "Who is that of this?" He said, "This man, this was St. Paul. St. Paul the Apostle was sitting beside St. John Chrysostom to help him in explaining and meditating on the Bible." Be sure that when you open the Bible and you read in the Gospel of St. Mark, ask St. Mark to be with you, to help you on whatever he wrote, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and so on. In this way, you will accept and receive the apostles and disciples in your house. It's not just an imagination. It's the truth that the spirits of these people are still alive, and they are in the paradise. And they will be very happy when you read what they wrote many centuries ago for the sake of the salvation of everyone of us. May the intercessions and prayers of these people be with us, continue with us, who has a chance on Tuesday morning. Let him come for us to wash his feet. We are not worthy to wash the feet of the people, but we try to make what the apostles and disciples did for the people ordered by our Lord Jesus Christ, the master of everyone, who washed the feet of his disciples in the night of his arresting, the last night before the cross. This is what we call Al-Laqan, the liturgy of the water on which we pray and then wash the feet of the attendees in the church. Glory be to God forever. I mean, any question? Yes.
Now take.
The only occasion he said, he mentioned about the sword, because he was going to the last step of the cross, and then he said, "Do you have you mean after the resurrection or before?" In one occasion, the disciple said, "We have two swords," and he said, "Yes, it's enough." He was speaking about the spiritual war, not literally about the materials here. No. And the proof of that St. Mark, when he went to Alexandria, he did not have but one sandal. And when it was torn, he went to Annianus. And this was the entrance of Christianity in Alexandria and all Africa, because St. Mark did not have another sandal. If he had a spare one, he could have thrown the old one and put on the new. But because he obeyed the Lord Jesus Christ not to have two sandals but one sandal, when it was torn, he went to Annianus, the shoemaker. And Annianus shouted, "Eotheos," when the needle came into his finger. And it was the entrance of the Christianity when the Lord, when St. Mark explained to Annianus what is the meaning of the Eos Theos, the one God. He wanted his disciples and apostles not to trouble themselves with any needs. Even the disciples and the apostles in the beginning of Christianity, after a while they found that it's not good to take care of the needs of the people leaving the word of God. They appointed 7 deacons, and Stephen was the first one among them to take care of this. And the people used to sell everything and put not in the pockets of the disciples, but under their feet. Right? They did not put it in the pockets or the purses of the disciples or the bags, but they put it under their feet because they wanted this money to be under the feet of the believers. Don't trouble yourself. This is the message. Don't disturb yourself and don't trouble yourself with the materials in this world. Any other question? Thank you so much. Let us pray.